The great thing about being able to bring an application to court is that it gives you the ability to call public figures to account. It doesn't matter whether you're somebody who works in Elections NL, it doesn't matter whether you're the premier of this province. The court has jurisdiction over you, and when we file an application that alleges these serious breaches, the public has a right to get those answers and to compel those individuals to come to court and account for what occurred. So if you're somebody like Wymer who didn't get their ballot, if you live particularly in the district of Signal Hill, Kitty Vitty, if you're St. John's East, Kitty Vitty, if you're an Elections NL worker like Jordan, whose conscience was bothered by the things that they saw while they worked inside that facility, this application is your chance to shed light upon those issues. So we file this application. We're asking for the court to declare the result in St. John's East Kitty Vitty to be an invalid one, and to declare a by-election in that district. There was 53 votes difference between Alison Coffin and John Abbott during this election, subject to review on our recount application, which has its first court date tomorrow. All that needed to have happened was for 53 voters like Wymer to have been prevented from exercising their right to vote, from having their ballots destroyed, or for people being sent ballots who never should have had ballots in the first place, for that result to have been materially different. So that's why we filed this application, not because we want to, not because we think it's going to be something easy, but because we think it's something that has to be done to ensure that an election like the one that we faced in the middle of a pandemic in 2021 never happens again. It can't happen again. Our province can't withstand it. Our democracy can't withstand it. And we're going to stop it from ever happening again.